Welcome back to Foreman and Wolf on Food and Wine. I'm Tony Foreman.
And Chef Cindy Wolf.
And we have with us today for our final segment, David Alima.
Hi.
Hey, David. Glad you're here.
Happy to be here.
And David has an ice cream shop, since we're in the fantasy world of talking about ice cream for the entire hour and thinking about ice cream and fantasizing about ice cream. He has an ice cream shop on 36th Street in Hamden called The Charmery.
Correct.
Like the name. That's
Thank
awesome.
Thank you so much.
Good deal.
So you're a Baltimore guy. We had Jenny's, who's become like almost like a national figure for
the Ben and Jerry's
stuff.
Of the new age.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe.
Getting there.
Yes, I'm certain that you're more correct than I am in thinking about it, because you're the ice cream guy. So what are you trying to do at your shop?
Yeah, I mean, I want, when my wife and I opened our shop, we wanted it that it could literally only exist in Baltimore City. We grew up in Baltimore. She grew up in Columbia, but we both spent a lot of time in Baltimore. And I love it here, and I wanted the shop to kind of like, from local art on the walls to local ingredients to kind of flavors that only people from Baltimore would like get, you know?
Or not be horrified by.
Not be horrified by. That's a good way to say it.
The funny thing is that some of those flavors, I've heard people say, I tried it because it sounded just horrific, but I can't not get it every time I go to the shop.
So what are some of these flavors?
Well, we do lemon stick, for example, which is the take on the half a lemon with peppermint stick.
Mm-hmm.
We use our cookies and cream is with burger cookies.
Oh, yeah.
We do an
awesome.
And then kind of one of the classics that we've kind of been known for is we do a Old Bay caramel.
Wow.
So yeah. I did a lot of kind of takes on Old Bay ice cream, and they were all terrible. They're dark chocolate.
I believe you.
Yeah, thank you.
I believe you.
Like dark chocolate with Old Bay is an awful combination.
Oh, yeah.
It kept being too salty, and then my mind just went to salty caramel, and we kind of experimented with that, and it's a really... I love it. it's a beautiful little balance. And
that's one of those things that I've heard three different people say. They got it out of curiosity, expecting to throw it away and order something else, and it's what they order every single time they go to the shop now.
I expected it would be like a big taster, but not a big seller, but... it does great for us. It's one of our top sellers.
About how many different things do you all offer at a given time?
Well, we have 16 spots in our dipping cabinet, of which one is always dedicated to vegan, dairy-free flavor. And we also do lime brickies and specialty shakes. And we have a keg of Dominion root beer that we do root beer floats from. But 16 is kind of like what is the dipping cabinet.
And is there runaway favorite? Is there always this number one, number two, or
there's about four or five flavors that will remain constant in our dipping cabinet at most times. Vanilla, you know, you gotta have a vanilla. We don't have a chocolate. We do a Maryland Mud, which has Oreo dust and Oreo pieces and chocolate chips, and that's kind of if we don't have it in, we're in trouble. So we try to always have that. We do a pistachio toffee that's often there. The salty caramel, the Old Bay caramel.
You started to tell your story. So you and your wife are from this area. Mm-hmm. And how did you decide to open the shop then?
Well, she's had dreams of, when she was very young, she wanted to open a peanut butter factory. Basically, she went to school for restaurant management and kind of built her career up to that. She was a manager at a great restaurant, the Old Ebbets Grill in D.C. And I stumbled upon an ice cream maker about 15 years ago and just started making ice cream, and I loved it. I loved the blank palette of it. So we had kind of many, it's been about 10 years in the making, and we just celebrated our second birthday anniversary.
Anniversary.
Yeah,
congratulations.
So it was
good for you.
It's kind of this dream, lifelong dream come true, and it's really special.
And
we
you
love
get
it.
To make people happy. I mean, you know, that's so fun.
People come in, like, it is the whole essence of ice cream to me, is that you're making people happy, and especially if we can do it In a way, we use Trickling Springs dairy, which is
hormone-free
and happy cows. We've visited their happy cows. They are actually really happy.
Good product.
Yes. Yeah.
And we try to use as many local. We're about to do a series of local herbs that we're doing. So we went to different farms, and we have a lemon balm, lemon verbena flavor. We have a wormwood, chocolate mint. So to be able to kind of support the community around us is so, I love it.
That's great. Perfect.
One of the things that it seems like Jenny does a lot of taking the idea of classic pastries and turning them into ice cream flavors. Is there a particular bent that you have?
Yeah. And I never thought this was like, you know, when we opened, I never kind of could imagine that this is kind of where we were going. But a lot of what we do is like, we take like beautiful, fresh ingredients and like, then we kind of mess it all up, kind of jumble it all up. So like a perfect example is we have like a Mirabella plum sorbet with orange tang. So like, I never thought like I would be putting tang in ice cream.
God, I hate tang.
Oh my God, I can't even believe you said the word tang. I haven't heard anybody say that.
I don't know where that came from.
In the third grade.
But it is. I'm going to bring you some of that.
Wait a second. Do you wear an astronaut suit when you make that ice cream?
A little bit.
Okay.
Don't tell anyone though.
That was the marketing pitch for tang back in the day, right?
Oh yeah.
Wow. Well, the astronauts drank it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they hated it too.
Yeah. No, it's pretty vile, but I love this in the flavor.
Well, and I love Mirabella plum, so it surprised me then when you used the word tang. I'm like, whoa.
I'm going to bring you guys some.
It was no. Okay, all right. I trust you.
Yeah. So you take something beautiful from God and then you spray paint it.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly right.
Throw nails at it. Okay.
That's
a different bent.
Right. I never thought when we opened, I went to this amazing ice cream shop in Durham, North Carolina, where I kind of learned how to take what I've been doing in my home kitchen to making professional ice cream. And they were the most unbelievably hardcore, like days and days and days, like hulling strawberries, and it was all fresh, beautiful produce, and that was my dream too. And then, like, I don't know, it's just like as things go, I see like a giant bag of like Lucky Charm marshmallows, and I'm like, I want to put that in ice cream.
It really is a Baltimore take.
Yeah.
It really is a Baltimore take.
It's you. Yeah. Your ice cream is you. Yeah. That's
it is.
Cool.
It
That's
is.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's very groovy.
Your personality is
and
in
I
your
get,
ice cream.
I'm very lucky that like, I think the, you know, independently owned businesses, I think one of the biggest challenges that like, how do you manage all the business end of everything and then still get to have fun? And I'm very lucky that my wife loves doing all the business end stuff and lets me play around with ice cream all day.
That's good.
So it's really, we have so much fun together and it's
That's awesome.
It's
good
great.
For you. I'm curious, what does happen to your business in the wintertime? How do you guys get through a time of the year that might not be, you know, big sales?
Definitely slows down. We do our hot chocolate. We make marshmallows.
Oh, good.
But it's definitely slowed down. But one thing that we are just so lucky about is the lights on 34th Street make our December a great month.
That's great.
So January, cool. February are tough. But, you know, we have such I love our staff, and I want to keep them, and I want to make sure that I can pull them through the winter so that they can be with us when things are booming.
Good. That's great.
You guys should be doing an ice cream calendar to remind people different times of the year that they have to get in there.
Absolutely. And we do some events in the winter. We have ice cream for breakfast where people come in their pajamas. And
that's awesome.
Do like a guest chef thing.
You want to do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so much fun.
I'll tell
you
what, our producer, Luke... He definitely, you make sure that he finds out about the ice cream for breakfast and he will show up in his jammies, I'm certain.
See, I recognize Luke. I think he comes in his jammies already. He's got nice ones, though. Classy.
He's
a classy guy.
Classy.
He's a Baltimore Luke. Guy, too, just like the rest of it.
That's awesome. Do you have children?
I have one daughter. And
she must be the luckiest child in the world.
You know, she's just celebrated her first birthday.
Aw.
And people go, oh, she doesn't know how lucky she is. She knows. She is like she's the happiest.
You make sure she
loves ice cream.
Yeah, she is so much fun in this world. She just runs. The problem is she's becoming a little bit like a puppy dog with ice cream. So she'll like, she's super cute, and she'll just go up to people and just like stare at them and smile and be like, "Can I have some ice cream?"
Oh, no.
You know, like,
and they can't resist her. I'm sure she's adorable.
She's awesome.
That's wonderful.
So some of the technical questions we have to ask you are: was your favorite ice cream as a kid?
That's really technical.
I would try different things.
This is an
ice
cream program. This is technical for an ice cream program.
And you know what? I haven't been asked that question in a very long time, but I would always get different flavors. I never had like one favorite.
Wow. Very democratic.
Yeah, very democratic.
Worst ice cream you ever tasted that you didn't make?
Oh, I was going to give you the one that I made.
I want that one also. And best ice cream you ever tasted that you didn't make?
Oh, boy, those are great questions. I would say the worst ice cream to me is the big supermarkets where they have those tubs of ice cream, and it's like $5 for a giant tub, and you're like, I can't believe it. And they just pump so much air into it.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so cheap, is because there's very little dairy, and it just kind of tastes like fake Cool Whip when you're putting it in your mouth, and it doesn't really melt. That's not my favorite. The worst that I ever made, I tried for Super Bowl, a 7-layer dip ice cream.
How was the black bean part of it, though?
Oh, my gosh.
There were no black beans. Okay. It wasn't quite 7, but however many layers it had, it was an unsuccessful experiment.
See, now David's been making black bean ice cream all the time.
You know what?
He might.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
And what was the best ice cream?
And then the best that you didn't make.
That
inspirational.
Yeah.
Like, holy moly, I gotta do this. I gotta beat this.
Yeah, there's a shop in Philadelphia called Little Babies, and we went there right when we were starting, and because they use trickling spring and they run an Emery Thompson machine, which is our machine as well, and their ice cream is so delicious and so kind of creative. They have a Earl Grey Sriracha, and so they do some kind of really crazy stuff, and then their staple flavors are also really great, and I've gotten to know them a little bit more, and they're a great company. And also, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention again the Parlor in Durham have just really beautiful, beautiful ice cream.
That's
everything
good to know.
Fresh and delicious.
I'm gonna go there.
Oh, you have
That's
to go
cool.
there.
All right. Tell family.
Yeah.
For sure.
So is there a place, is there a meal that ice cream doesn't belong as a part of?
You know, I thought that originally, but now I don't. We've done a couple different events with different restaurants. We did a kale Caesar salad with Caesar salad dressing, ice cream. And the kale kind of held up to the ice cream, and it was really great. I'm sure there's... No, I don't think so. The more I think about it, you can make, I think we could do ice cream for almost anything.
Yeah, you're a pretty pure vector for ice cream production. I think that's very good.
Yeah, I love ice cream, so it's a bad question for me.
Tell us about your machine now that you've mentioned it. I'm curious about that.
Sure. It's Emery Thompson. We had a lot of options, and we looked at a lot of different ones, and in the end, it's a simple American-made steel. When you call, I don't want to sound like an advertisement for them, but when you call for technical help, you actually get the president, Steve Thompson, his cell number. We've had trouble in the middle of a busy Friday with the machine, and
he
walks us through it. And I don't know. It's to me, a company like that deserves all the recognition in the world.
How big is it?
We can pull about 3 gallons out at a time. It takes about... 6 minutes per batch.
That's great.
So
wow, that's so different from what we do.
Oh,
yeah,
it's,
that's
it's
amazing.
So different.
You know, my pastry chef would be so happy.
Send her down.
Yeah, right.
No,
that's great. No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, we produce ice cream in 3 different places, and none of them at that kind of pace. We also don't do the volume of a shop.
So yeah, it's a different.
Sure.
You know, and there's such a difference between restaurant ice cream and what we're doing. Like we're governed by different boards and all sorts of different things. So,
So well, maybe tell us a little bit about the production process for you
guys. Sure. Yeah, so we take our dairy, We put it into our machine along with a base. So if we're doing a salty caramel, we make a caramel base in-house. And basically, we freeze it in the machine and it comes out looking like soft serve. And then we put it into a blast freezer, which gets it down to minus 30 as quick as possible. And then from the blast, we move it into our walk-in, and it sits at about minus 15 cool. degrees.
So it's kind of a high-quality dairy potion, flavor potion, mix and freeze together.
Right. And then sometimes during the pulling out or extrusion process, there's mix-ins and swirls and all that fun stuff.
That's great.
Cutting stuff in. That's great. Well, thanks so much for coming on the program.
Yeah, it was
nice to meet
you.
This was really fun.
I'm going to have to try the Old Bay caramel, but
I'm going to bring you some.
No, you brought a couple flavors with you today, right?
Yep, those are for you guys.
Oh, goody. All right. Here we go.
That sounds like brutal research.
You'll manage. Yeah.
Thanks, David.
Awesome.
Thanks
so
much for coming on. And thanks for listening to Foreman & Wolf on Food & Wine. I'm Tony Foreman.
And Chef Cindy Wolf.
And you can follow Chef Cindy Wolf on...
on Twitter, it's Chef Cindy Wolf. And on Instagram, Chef Wolf.
And you can send us emails and questions at foremanwolf@wypr.org. Thanks for listening.